Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started. Toni, we have a special guest with us today. This is Carolyn Potter from The Well House. And I don't remember your exact title, Carolyn. What is it?
Right now, it's CEO.
Grand Poobah?
It just means I do everything.
Yeah. Do everything. Okay, yeah. All right. I'm familiar with that. Actually, Toni, you're probably more familiar than I am. So pretty regularly, we host the charities that we work with around town. Toni, why don't you just quickly tell the story about 100 Chairs and how we even got involved in all these different organizations? Because we had been looking for people that we to work with for a long time, and we're not people that officially vet charities, so it was a little bit of a daunting task for us. But why don't you tell the story of that real quick?
Yeah, I had a friend that just introduced me to 100 Chairs, which is a charity group here in Birmingham. You know, it's initially 100 ladies, but now we have like 125 or so and growing still. And so it's everybody puts in $1,000. You know, we've got a lot of money to now give to somebody, and they really do a great job of vetting the charities. They put in their bids or whatever they want to, and then they go through a process of really looking into everything from financials to what's going on and how it's helping the community. And then they narrow it down to 4 finalists, and then that's how we kind of got to know Well House and, you know, what a great organization they are and how well run. And y'all run a tight ship over there.
We do.
Yeah, they take, I don't know, hundreds of applications, I think, and then they narrow it down to 4 finalists.
Yeah, it's an honor to be there.
And then they do a site visit.
Yep.
And they've been able to fund, I think, over the years, usually, two of the four. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we've done everything that we can to support the other two that they aren't doing. But then, like
we
most,
get to meet you.
Right. That's how we met you, Carolyn. And and then what happens is we form relationships over time, and you know, we don't want to quit being involved. So maybe do this, Carolyn, if you don't mind, just kind of explain to our listeners what Well House is all about.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to thank you all. I just, after so much of living life and so many things at the Well House, we've come to realize everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And while we were in the top 4 of that first round of 100 shares, that was their first year, we weren't chosen. And honestly, the two who were chosen is who I would have chosen. So it was like, yes, they're great. But it did introduce us to you all, and you've been great friends to the Well House in so many ways, and we appreciate that. So our mission at the Well House is to help in the recovery of survivors of human trafficking, female survivors of human trafficking who have been sexually exploited. And then we offer them opportunities through the residential living facility on our campus for healing and just to move on to a good place in their lives.
And you also have added, you know, you can do younger children now, which I think is amazing. And that was that was the hurdle y'all had to.
Right.
Yeah, because I know one of the projects we supported was, you know, the building of the facility for that.
Yeah.
And I think there's only 4 of those in the United States or something. Tell the story of that.
I don't know how many there are in the U.S. There are more than 4, but certainly there aren't as many as there are adult programs. So it's really, I guess, hard for people to believe that here we are in Alabama, in a tiny rural Odenville, Alabama, and we are most likely the largest residential facility in the U.S. serving this population with the widest array of services that we offer. And then a couple of years ago, we were able to build the children's home. You know, we had to go through the licensing process with the state, quite a process.
Yeah.
But we made it through. We opened, and within a few months of opening, we realized that we probably needed to do things a little differently. Not probably. We thought we need to do things a little differently. And so we paused taking children while we hired more staff, which increased that budget.
Yeah.
And then you launched it and you went, oop, you know, maybe we're not quite ready.
Yeah. And then we trained those staff, of course.
Yeah.
And during the midst of launching, you know, of redoing the staffing model and getting that in place, the state came back and gave us our full 2-year licensing. So while we were paused from taking children, yeah, the state comes back, completes their investigation or inspection, and license us fully. We open with one child, one girl. We have 10 beds. And then for a little while, we just had one girl. Uh-huh. And so we're like, what in the world?
Yeah.
Because we know the need is great. It's oh so great. So then suddenly we had 2 girls, then 4, 3. And by the end of 2022, 9 of those 10 beds were filled.
Wow. Yeah.
And since that time, we've been pretty consistent with anywhere from 8 to 10. It's quite challenging, but it's also very, very rewarding. I was there last night at the children's home. One of our young ladies turned 16, so we had a sweet 16 birthday party for her. It was a lot of fun, but it was just so encouraging. This has been a very consistent group. Most of the ones who we, you know, had at the end of 22 are still there, and they're still working through their trauma. They're in school. One of the young ladies, I think she's probably 14. She's from Alabama. Some are from other states. Had just returned from doing volleyball tryouts at our local high school.
Perfect.
And, just get chills thinking about that because they're getting opportunities that were snatched away from them at a very young age. And so we have an opportunity here to impact them for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Would you like to see if Freedom Financial Group and you and your family might be a good fit to work together on your retirement plan? Schedule a 15-minute discovery call with us at askfreedomfinancial.com. That's askfreedomfinancial.com. And we'll cover any questions you have, explain the Retire with Freedom process, and outline where we can or perhaps can't help you with your situation. Again, you can book your call at askfreedomfinancial.com. That's askfreedomfinancial.com, or by clicking the link in the description of today's episode. I tell you what, just real quick, why don't you tell people how to, if they want to get involved, if they want to help, if they want to donate.
Right.
Or time.
I mean,
time.
As a business owner, one of the things that blew my mind, because the more we've gotten involved with you and some of the other charities around town, Grace House and Christian Service Mission, and we've had all those folks on the radio too, the amount of money it takes to run these things.
Yeah.
And so tell folks if they want to get involved, either, donate their time or expertise or money, tell them how to find you guys.
Okay. So obviously we have a website, www.the-wellhouse.org. So that's the-wellhouse.org. And on the website, we have a volunteer tab, and you can go and see all the opportunities and do the training online, and then we have, of course, a background check, process that we have to go through with the adults and certainly with the children. It's actually a more in-depth process with the children to do the background checks. So, but we could not survive without our volunteers. And I don't mean just people who donate funding, but people who come out and cut grass. And help us with the maintenance.
We painted the bottom of the chapel and and redid a closet or some other things. Because one of the things we do, I know you know this, one of the things we do is every couple of months we shut our office down on a Friday and we take all of our team and then any of the families that we're responsible, any of the clients that we that want to join us. And that's becoming more and more, because a long time we just did it us, our team, and we only started inviting our clients recently, but they've been really involved too. So
there's a lot of work to be done.
Well, 63 acres, and now we have the children's home, the 2 long-term program for the adult homes, the apartments, and then we have a little house that's for our stabilization center where the adults come when they're first recovered, and just a period of stabilization and rest and meeting with the therapist, initial meeting with the therapist. And So, and we have a chapel now.
Yeah, I was going to say,
yeah, that chapel reminds me so much of the church I grew up in. I grew up in a church called Wilson's Chapel out in Roebuck.
Yeah.
And there's a bigger church there now, but the original chapel was about the size of y'all's.
The other thing, too, is y'all have a beautiful pond. Anybody that wants to go out there and visit and help, it's a beautiful, beautiful place. I mean, how many acres is it?
63 acres.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's out in the country. Yeah. It's such a beautiful place to be. Yeah. I mean, and it's very calming. So I'm sure that these girls are... They've been through a lot of trauma. They can go out there. And not only you've mentioned, you know, they're getting therapy, they're getting rest, they're recovering, but I really like the fact that you educate them. They get the ability to get their driver's license, jobs, go to school. I mean, they're getting back a life that they, like you said, got taken from them.
Yeah, yeah. So. I mean, we invest in every area of their lives. Recently, one of our graduates spoke at our board meeting, and the thing that she said that will forever stay with me, she said, there wasn't anything that I needed that you all didn't offer didn't provide for me. So, I mean, it's everything, like you said, from therapy and then case management, which, you know, meets with the lady or the child even and says, what do you want to do with your life?
Yeah.
And what is it going to take to get you there? And so we also have a partnership with a great organization for after they graduate. And whether they live in the apartments or they decide to move elsewhere, that we pair them with this organization. It's called Empower Her Network. And they will work with them to continue to meet their goals. And maybe they want to set new goals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important. They can stay at the Wall House up to 3 years. And some have stayed longer if they need to. But to remain connected even after they leave is equally as important. And so we dived into that space and was just so happy we were able to do that.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.